Hey everybody, this is Brian Sippets. Welcome to episode 17 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. If you have any questions about today's episode, please feel free to contact me at HockeyStrengthPodcast@gmail.com. Today we're excited to continue our conversations with presenters for the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic coming up on May 9th, 2015 at Eastern Michigan University. This one-day event features seven of the Midwest's top coaches and presenters, and it's going to provide a ton of great information for anyone who works with hockey players. Our presenters include Joe Maher from the University of Michigan, Justin Rothlingsheffer from Miami University, and Daryl Nelson from USA Hockey's National Team Development Program. To check out the full schedule of presenters and topics, or to register for this event, head to GreatLakesHockeyStrength.com. We've been approved for 0.7 CEUs by the NSCA and NASM, so this is a great learning opportunity if you're part of those organizations. I hope you'll be able to join us. Today's guest is a power skating instructor for the National Team Development Program, Carrie Kyle. We'll be talking about how she's able to improve the skating of the top 17 and 18-year-old players in the nation, and we're also going to preview her presentation for the Great Lakes Clinic about the most important parts of strength training to improve skating stride. We'll get with Coach Carrie in just a minute, but first, in case you still aren't familiar with HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, it's the web's greatest collection of hockey strength and conditioning information, complete with material from top NHL, collegiate, and private strength coaches. At HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you'll find hundreds of articles, videos, programs, and webinars, all geared towards improving the performance of hockey players. So whether you're a strength and conditioning professional, a motivated player, youth coach, or a hockey parent, HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com is the only training resource you'll ever need to produce healthier, stronger, more effective players at any level. New articles, videos, and programs are posted weekly, along with periodic podcasts and webinars, and all of our coaches weigh in the ongoing forum discussions. If you're new to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you'll gain instant access to our members-only content for just $1 for the first 7 days. You'll be able to check out training videos, current programs, and articles from some of the best coaches in hockey, or they can answer your questions directly in the forum. We know you're going to love the content, but if you're not completely happy with it, simply cancel your trial membership and you'll be out just a buck. After the 7-day trial period, you can continue to be a member for just $14.95 a month, or you can sign up for the year for just $149. That's receiving 2 months free. Either option is a great bargain for so much material from the nation's top coaches, so don't miss your chance to be a part of the community. All right, well, we're all set to get started with our guest for today, so let's welcome National Team Development Program power skating coach, Carrie Kyle. All right, we're on the phone with the power skating coach of the National Team Development Program here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Carrie Kyle is on the phone with us. Carrie, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We're looking forward to your presentation. You've got a really unique perspective on strength training and how the sport of hockey is really unique to how we how we need to be strength training. Before we get into the talking about your presentation, I'd like to know just a little bit about what you do with the USA players and, you know, your role with the team and how that's come about over the years.
What I do most of the time is work on their form and their technique and their ability to balance more efficiently on their skates, because that's going to lend itself to, you know, better skaters, stronger skaters, harder to take off the puck, better at receiving and making passes, better at shooting. So everything that I can do with them to improve their anatomical alignment efficiency is going to help in every aspect of their game. So a part of what I do, it works on specific skating skills, say like crossovers or pivoting or transitioning or things like that. But a bigger part of what I do is work on their overall athleticism in a way that really enhances their ability to be better on their skates.
Right, so we've seen that I mean, these are the top 18 and 17-year-old players in the country, and it's amazing the feedback that they've given in terms of, you know, when they leave, they'll be asked kind of what was your favorite part, and so many of them love the power skating portion of the training, and it's comprehensive training. They have a tough game schedule. They're strength training with Daryl Nelson. They've got power skating instructors, boxing instructors, but pretty much all of them are going to mention the power skating as being a favorite part of their time at USA. So it's a great curriculum that you have going with them, and I know it gets great reviews, and obviously these are the top players, but there's always room to improve, especially when these guys are basically on an NHL path at that young age.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that you've heard good things. Sometimes they get a little bit frustrated with the work we do because it's it is difficult work. We do some dry land things. We have a 8-week stride board program where we graduate from doing the stride board on two legs like most people do to being able to do the stride board on just one leg while holding on to two cups of water to promote that stabilization through the core so that they can do things with their hands, i.e. stick handling, while maintain really good stride mechanics. We do fun things like slack lines and balancing on PVC piping, and we do a whole 6-week series of some exercises that were called the Heiden exercises. They were developed by the Olympic speed skater Eric Heiden, and we even graduate up to doing some of those exercises on a Bosu ball. So again, trying to always spend a lot of time on the single extremity exercises that are going to promote core strength and promote kinesthetic awareness down one side of the body and the other, making sure that we're trying to limit or completely diminish any right to left asymmetries. As you know, and as most strength coaches know, definitely most people are right-handed and therefore right side dominant. And that's a problem, at the highest level. You really need both sides of the body to perform with equal efficiency. So we do a lot of single leg stuff and a lot of balancing stuff and a lot of core stabilization work.
Yeah, and, just to touch on, from a strength and conditioning side of things, just to touch on the asymmetry there, I mean, that's the goal of something like a functional movement screen, where we as strength coaches are looking to produce, get closer to symmetry rather than having one side dominant. So that's cool that translates onto the ice and translates into your curriculum as well.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with injury prevention too. I think these asymmetries really are a problem at the highest levels because these guys are performing repetitive movements so often that if it's asymmetrical in nature, then you start to get compensatory movements and mechanisms that we all know lead to those overuse injuries. And so I think the earlier you can get rid of those in a child or youth athlete, the better. And we are fortunate that the NTDP players are, coming in as 16-year-olds, so we feel like they're still pretty malleable. They can be changed, and that's good. It's not like they're, 28 years old. It's so difficult to make those changes.
Right, absolutely. And then, that philosophy seems like it penetrates a lot of what you do. I know you have a 10-week summer program called Hockey University, and it's not 10 weeks of hockey camp. It's a 10-week hockey camp, 3 days a week, every summer, and you're packed every summer because of that commitment to that kind of overall development. Could you talk a little bit about Hockey University and how it benefits the youth players?
Oh, sure. Hockey University, the philosophy for that program was just a dream of mine to be able to have parents drop their kids off at one building and have them spend 3 or 4 hours there and leave having accomplished a very comprehensive athletic development training program. Hockey, of course, is the area I specialize in, so I targeted hockey players, obviously, but I tell people so often that Hockey University really has very little to do with hockey. They only spend an hour on the ice, or an hour and a half if they're in the older groups, but we spend an hour or an hour and a half off-ice strength training, and then another hour at the skating treadmill and the dry land stride boards and elite balance stations and synthetic ice shooting surface. So a lot of their time at Hockey University is spent working on that form and technique, and it's so important to make sure that they spend the entire summer doing this if they can, Because as we all know, again, 1 week camps, you know, you can only learn so much in a week and the retention is, you know, close to zero. So we're hoping that with the 10-week program that the player actually sees lasting results. And we've been running Hockey U for 10 years now, and that's exactly what we have found. That if, you know, people engage in something 3 days a week, 4 hours a day for 10 straight weeks, they're going to have great retention, they're going to have great results. Their strength is going to go up. Their speed is going to go up. Everything about it is going to make a change in their ability to play the game. So it's been very successful, I think, because we've made sure it is comprehensive and we made sure it was long enough to actually have a lasting effect.
Yeah, that's the thing. The length of it might be intimidating to some families because it is the only one, I guess, that I know of that is that long. But when it comes down to it, I think you're right. You know, the youth development just takes so much longer than just a week, and so you're really making great strides there. And it's something that when registration opens in late February, it's a mad dash to get there for kids to get their spots. So you end up opening up new groups and all that kind of stuff. So obviously that's been really successful, and I think that you're onto something and helping us strength coaches out quite a bit for getting those kids developed right away and you know, getting them ready to train for performance at a higher level. So that's great work you're doing there. And so that'll kind of lead us into your presentation for the Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic. You know, you're going to be talking about maybe the special demands that hockey has in terms of training. So what do you know about skating? What do you know about the stride that is going to affect how we train off the ice?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to talk about that. My topic for the presentation is exactly that, strength training for skaters. And I think it's important to understand what makes our sport different from all the other sports, basketball, football, you know, you name it, baseball. And it's the skates. You know, it's having to perform precise, strong, athletic movements on a quarter-inch piece of steel while moving around on a sheet of ice. So you're getting into the whole realm of, you know, frictionless surface and the physics of movement on a frictionless surface. And there's a lot of rotational forces out there that people don't really have an appreciation for if they haven't done it before. I guess probably the easiest way to imagine this is when I talk to people about it, as I say, you know, who in your mind is one of the top athletes in the world, a professional athlete? Who do you think is just the most amazing athlete out there? And I get, you know, being in the Detroit area, people say Calderon Johnson or we've got Floyd Mayweather, LeBron James, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, you take your pick, Manny Pacquiao, whoever you think is just an amazing athlete. And then if you will, just close your eyes for a second and imagine these people on ice skates. And I think if you do that, you start to understand that there's something really different going on with skating compared to all the other sports. So, you know, even I would love to see LeBron James on a pair of ice skates. And I'm sure as a great athlete, he would probably pick things up fairly quickly. But he would never have that effortless, beautiful stride and effortlessness to be able to play the game of hockey well. And so is it from a strength coach standpoint, do we work on leg strength? You know, does LeBron James have the leg strength? Does Floyd Mayweather have the leg strength? Of course they do. Do they have the cardiovascular conditioning? Of course they do. So they have all these things, but what they don't have is that strong foundation of the form, the technique, the elite level of alignment to give them balance and agility on skates, on ice. And so in my mind, I think the best thing we can do as strength coaches is to make sure that we're working on that anatomical alignment and balance. Again, a lot of single extremity exercises, try to supplement and support, you know, your physical and mental skills that are needed for skating mastery. And, you know, there's a lot of repetition in that. So you have to make sure that if you're working with youth athletes that you find ways to avoid boredom. You know, you've got to have a lot of variety in your workouts. You can't maybe do it the same way you would work with a college-level athlete. You've got to make sure the kids are engaged and really into it. Obviously, you know, sitting on a weight machine or performing exercises exercises to failure are not going to support or enhance athletic excellence. So I don't think it's rocket science, but this, you really have to be careful to understand how important balance, agility, and alignment and the role that they play has in the sport of hockey and the sport of skating in general. It's really important.
Yeah, you know, going back to your point about can you take great athletes and put them on the ice, you know, it was always the case. In college, we used to kind of take on other teams at not their sport. So we'd play the football team at basketball, and we'd play the baseball team at lacrosse or something like that, you know, both kind of meet in neutral territory. And obviously, oddly enough, I think in terms of overall athleticism, I don't know that hockey players rank right at the top. You know, you see some guys that really can get the job done on the ice, but maybe they just have that special set of skills. But, you know, we could never have a team come to us, obviously, because skating is such a specialized skill, and you put super talented football players on the ice, and it just ends up not a good situation for those guys, especially.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah.
You know, I think it's such a specialized skill that, you know, like you said, if you haven't practiced it and you haven't gone through the repetitions, you're not going to have.
Right. Absolutely.
So you'll be talking about how the rotation, how you're stopping rotational forces, how important it is to train in three planes of movement and not just, you know, not just in one plane of movement or in bilateral lifts. And the other, you know, the other part that you mentioned a little bit is kind of balance training. And that's something that Jim McKee is going to be talking about at the clinic in his unconscious learning presentation. So obviously this is something that's really important. It's important to hockey people. Maybe we could draw a little bit of a line. I know that there's kind of a debate there for a while. The functional training thing just turned into a, let's just train on an unstable surface. And so did that for a while. And then people were finding out that maybe that wasn't the best way to do it. Not the best way to gain muscle. But I think what they were doing was really testing muscle strength and, leaving that unconscious learning part out of it, or that balance part out of it. So maybe you're not developing the best strength when you're on an unstable surface, but the reason you're doing the Heidens and other, you know, balance type exercises because of the importance of balance in the stride, because you're skating and stick handling and checking and, you know,
right,
all those other things. So is that where you're headed with that? It's not necessarily for strength,
yeah,
but athletics.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I mean, I have the luxury both at the NPDP and in my summer program of having these players, these athletes, are being trained in many different ways. So the time they spend with me, of course, as the power skating coach, I focus on those specific things, those things that are so necessary to become a better skater. They have the luxury of working with Daryl Nelson, the strength coach at the NTP, you know, for their strength gains. So, totally, I totally agree with your comments on that. It's, you know, the training on the unstable surfaces has its advantages for agility and balance and alignment, but it may not be the best thing, you know, for actual strength gains. So I think what's important is that we offer comprehensive training options to these athletes. And again, just knowing that a hockey player, to me, has additional needs in the weight room more so than a soccer player, a basketball player, or a football player. He has that additional need of having exceptional balance and exceptional stability and exceptional core strength. So I guess it really matters how much time you can spend with these people and if you can make it into a well-rounded, comprehensive training regimen.
Yeah, and you know, something else that you mentioned as we were talking before, you know, in terms of specialization and that kind of stuff that's going on with young goalies, you know, you mentioned that at the national team, you know, they're sort of discouraging specializing positions, especially goalies, early on. Are you finding that, or you feel that athleticism is just as essential for the goalies, if not more so?
Oh, absolutely. specialization is, you know, the worst thing that can happen to a young athlete, and which is one of the arguments against the whole AAA system of hockey. And it's something that really hits home where we work and where we train athletes, because we're so close to Detroit, and Detroit is a AAA corporate hockey hotbed where families are uprooting and moving here from all over the country when their child is only 12 or 13 years old. And I can tell you lots of stories about the athletes that we get at the UNTDP. We have one young man this year on the U17 team, and he's one of the better players, like he's an excellent player, doesn't know how to jump rope, like literally, physically could not jump rope, could not. And it's because no one paid any attention to him. As he was developing, everyone just saw him as this incredible hockey player. He's such a star, a stud, a superstar, you know. No one walked up to this boy when he was 12 years old and said, you know what, you're really, really talented. You should make sure that you do comprehensive training. Nobody walked up to him and said that. So specialization is necessary evil, I'm afraid, because of the emphasis on winning in this program, and of course the parental involvement. Everybody wants to see their kid excel and succeed at very early ages, so the fuel for the fire for specialization is always there. But hopefully people will understand that having really strong athletic tendencies can be just as powerful. I have talked to a lot of D1 coaches, and not just hockey coaches, football coaches, basketball coaches. That's almost one of the first things they look for on a recruit's resume, is that he played multiple sports in high school. They highly value that. They really understand how important that is to develop a full comprehensive set of athletic abilities at younger ages, because then you're more trainable, you're more coachable. If you're only good at one thing, if you're a one-trick pony, it's really tough to compete at the highest levels, and you're not very coachable anymore. So it's very, very important, I think, especially at the youngest ages. You know, we get some kids in here that are 8, 9, 10 years old. They really need a wide variety of workout stimuli, again, to avoid boredom, but because their window is so wide open, so to speak, in terms of what they can adapt to. The more we throw at them, the better the athlete they become.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's really important work that you're doing, and I hope that the success continues with that. And I look forward to hearing more about it at the clinic. And again, your presentation is going to be about strength training for the hockey athlete in particular. So, Kerry, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and you know, and looking forward to hearing your presentation at the clinic.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll see you at the clinic.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 17 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Don't forget, you can see Kerry's full presentation and more from the Midwest region's top hockey strength coaches at the very first Great Lakes Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic being held at Eastern Michigan University on May 9th. Get more information and register at greatlakeshockeystrength.com. This is Brian Sippets for the Hockey Strength Podcast. Check back with us in a week or so to hear episode 18, where we'll be speaking with our next Great Lakes presenter, Daryl Nelson. Daryl's the strength and conditioning coach for the National Team Development Program, and he'll be presenting on training functional power for faster, stronger athletes. Until next week, be sure to train smart and check out hockeystrengthandconditioning.com for the web's greatest articles, videos, and programs for training hockey players. Thanks for listening, everybody.